They got brains and they haven't been to school nowhere, but they know how to count money, multiply it, divide it. They can give you a pie belly in less than a second. Then I could sit there on a calculator. Our elect, but we think we're better. All those streetwalkers got graduate diplomas. They got degrees. They got doctorates. They ain't there, but our elect. Our elect. A lot of our drug dealers, drug addicts, scholars, don't know how they got there. Our elect. But we miss the point. We miss the point because we think we got it going on. And we don't even know that the world has begun to repeat itself again, but he's doing it in a different way. When Nebuchadnezzar came and took all the best of God's people, he took all the best and left the mess. But he had me for a little bit. So, okay. He left the mess and took the elect and schooled them their way. What are they doing? Schooling our drug dealers and things their way. Showing them how to live and die by the streets. How to live and die by the creed when we can live in Jesus and have a better life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, but you want to be multicultural. Who cares if you have black, half white, whatever else you got going on in your family? That is nothing new. Because when Barack get out of office, if you're 1% black, you're going to be black again. All black. Doesn't matter whether you straighten your hair, whether you curl it, whether you go natural, it don't matter. When you wake up in the morning and I look at my face, I know who I am. And they're going to remind us of who we are. Every day they remind us, but we're sitting here. Why? Because we're making decrees and declaring things and not opening up our mouth so the enemy didn't get the memo. He didn't get the memo that you're going to give me back my son. And he's going to take that diploma and that degree and he's going to make it work for the house and for the kingdom of God. You gonna give me back my daughter that's been walking the streets and my son that's been walking the streets that's been used and abused. You gonna give me back my child that you stole and sold into sex slave. You gonna give it back. Oh, but you're so selfish because you worried about me. Well, me is sold into sex slavery. Me is standing on the corner selling drugs. Me is killing my brother and my sister. That's a me too. So what does your me look like? I ask you the question. What does your me look like? We got somebody on the other side of the world, they say, that look like us. I don't think that's a good idea because they need about 4 or 5 looks for me. So I done jacked up the population totally. But what do your me look like? We can't even minister properly. You're wounded for a purpose. Oh, I got a scripture. You're wounded for a purpose. We're just so worried about because we're wounded. You're wounded for a purpose because now you're able to bring somebody else out of captivity. Even though some of us is the cause of them going into captivity. Yeah, I got to be forgiven for that too. Because I know I've caused many people to drink. It's all right. I'm sorry. But what are we doing? We are so missing the point because we're so worried about losing something and we have lost everything. We have our girls believing that all they are nothings. We have our young ladies believing that long hair and a pretty face is all you need. We have our young ladies believing that we need a sponsor to live. Now, oh, thank you. Now, but we have not opened up our mouths loud enough to penetrate the mind of our young girls and let them know that they was born somebody. In spite of what they may have gone through, they are somebody. In spite of who did what to whom, they can bring somebody else out. But we're so selfish. We're so holy. Some of us, I know we can't go back to the drug den. I ain't got that kind of power. Some of us, we can't go back to the club. Because I'm going to be the club. There are different places we know we can't go back to, but we can't seem to open up our mouths to send our praise there. And that's what prayer and praise is for, is when you open up your mouth, it's able to travel to the places that we are not strong enough to go. It's able to travel to a place that we are too naive to go to. It's able to travel to a place that we are not quite sure that we can handle, but our praise is able to do it. That means I'm going to send God to do the job first. But yet we let the enemy take our babies. Put them on the street. Sell them into sex. And some girls, they're so stupid, they don't even know it because they start living a life of that and think it's normal. I don't want to hear about new normal no more. That's a bunch of mess. That's the problem. They want us to accept anything. And they're steady carrying our children away. Steady carrying our men away. Getting caught up in all kind of mess and can't even figure out how you got there. Why? Because we won't open up our mouths as parents, as grandparents, as aunts, uncles, sisters, and brothers and declare and decree with an open mouth, with a declared decision, with a bold and a deliberate word that now it stops here. We worried about our grandchildren. We keep praying the wrong prayers. We worried about our children. We keep praying the wrong prayers. Life, it is what it is.